Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says the United States is trying to create a quasi-state east of the Euphrates in Syria.
On the Syrian territory, there are vast lands east of the Euphrates where absolutely unacceptable things are taking place. The U.S. is trying to use these lands through their Syrian allies, above all through the Kurds, to establish a quasi-state there.
Lavrov also said that the U.S. is trying to keep the situation heated in order to put, quote, everybody on the edge. But he noted that such U.S. policies never materialized. The top Russian diplomat stressed that the U.S., France, and other Western states refused to create conditions for the return of refugees in areas held by the Syrian government. Lavrov made the comments in an interview with RT France News Channel. Russia has time and again lashed out at the U.S. for seeking its own goals in Syria and hindering the anti-terror fight there. The U.S., however, denies the allegations. Lecturer at Coventry University, Mr. Kenneth Thurrow, joins us now from the British capital, London. Sir, welcome to the program. Walk us through the recent statements made by Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov.
Well, this has all come about really because the U.S. feels it's losing its basis for the involvement in Syria. We have to really go back beyond these statements and look at U.S. history. If you examine its history, the first thing is that this is a country which was established on the genocide of the Amerindians. America has been at war for 235 years since its independence from the United Kingdom, from Britain. And the third thing in recent history, which relates to today, it's been a force of destruction and destabilization in the Middle East. We only have to think about Afghanistan, about Iraq, about Somalia, and obviously its ongoing support on the genocide of the Palestinians. Now, what's happening today in terms of the power play between Russia and the United States is obviously a realization that the situation in Syria is improving in terms of some kind of stability in the country. The Americans want to establish this base to possibly launch covert military operations and to support the groups and the coalition, so-called, which would continue to see Syria destroyed. So I think the Russian position is trying to warn the players that there are some actions taking place around the Euphrates, and they're of concern, obviously, to those who would want to see Syria free and liberated.
And of course, another position that Russia has had with regards to the U.S.'s presence in Syria, as we have heard time and again, Moscow's lashed out at the U.S. For seeking its own goals. They believe that not only is it not helping in the war against terror, but it's also hindering the anti-terror fight there as well.
Well, as long as the forces that are trying to destroy Syria feel that they have the support of the United States, they have the military support, financial support, and the political support, obviously we're not going to have any kind of peace or stability in Syria. And America would want to see the situation go on and on for decades, if necessary. And so this has to be dealt with very, very quickly. We're on the edge of some kind of breakthrough. If you look at the previous year, in terms of the developments in Syria, we're looking at the edge of some kind of breakthrough, hopefully, where there could be some stability. We have millions of displaced refugees. We have millions of people that would want to return to try to rebuild the country and rebuild the country in their own terms. And I think the American involvement, which is uninvited and which is provocative, has to be seen in that way, and the Americans and all their allies need to be compelled to leave.
Kenneth Thurrow joining us from London. Thank you for your comments, sir.